I've got some good news and some bad news. Which would you like first? That's what we say. When someone gives you that choice, you think to yourself, if only I lived in a world where there was no bad news. Why can't there be only good news? This evening, I have some good news for you. I have no bad news, although the good news is set against the backdrop of the sadness that we all know too well. It is the best good news the world has ever heard. It was good enough to turn a group of terrified shepherds into people who simply had to investigate the news they had just heard. It was so good that heaven itself threw a party, burst into song, and flung open the windows so that people on earth could share in their joy. What then is this good news? No surprises. It's the birth of a baby. After Jesus was born, the angel said, "I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people." So then, what was it that was so good about the birth of Jesus? Actually, it's nothing remarkable about Jesus, the baby. The thing about babies is that they grow up. It's what Jesus would grow up into that is such good news. When a baby is born in Kemsing today, the parents have all kinds of dreams for their new child. But nobody knows what the child will grow up to be or what they will achieve. When Nelson Mandela was born, I have no idea what his parents dreamt that he would achieve. But nobody knew that he would one day contribute to the end of apartheid. And so his birthday party could not possibly have celebrated that fact. Yet Jesus is different. From the moment of his birth, heaven knew exactly what he would grow up to be and what he would do. As he is born, the good news could be announced and the celebrations could begin. Here then is the best news the world has ever heard. Let's allow the angel to tell it to us. The angel gives the shepherds three details. The child who is born is the Messiah. The Messiah. Children find it so hard to wait for Christmas. They have happy memories of Christmases past. They have been made promises about what to expect this Christmas. And so they cannot wait for all the good things that they know are coming. The people of Israel were also waiting. They had experienced God's goodness in centuries past. God had made them many promises concerning what he would do in the future. And all those promises revolved around one key figure, the Messiah. A king would be born, descended from the great King David. When he arrived, all that the people expected, all that God had promised, would come true. Listen again to the good news that the angel announced. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah. In the town of David, he is the Messiah. The Messiah. Second, the child who is born is a Savior. A Savior. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born. Jesus was born as a rescuer. The question is, who did he come to rescue? And what do we need rescuing from? If Jesus is a king, none of us can claim to be amongst his most loyal subjects. We don't want anyone bossing us around. We don't like being told what to do by our family, by our friends, by our neighbours, or by our colleagues. And God is no exception. We don't want him to boss us around either. The tragedy is our stubborn independence, our recurring selfishness, is what causes so much of the pain and sadness in the world. As we watch the news, it is easy to blame the tragedies we see on the selfishness of people in authority. If only we had better leaders, more selfless politicians, perhaps then we wouldn't have migrants streaming across Europe or people dying of hunger in Africa. But the truth is, that same selfishness is in the hearts of all of us. We do not want to let God be God. We want to be in charge instead. We've just worked out who needs to be rescued. We all do. God could solve the pain and heartache in the world the easy way. He could come and destroy all the selfishness in the world. But if he did that, it would take us out in the process. God doesn't want that either. So Jesus was born as our rescuer. As a baby, he couldn't save anyone, but as a man, he died on a Roman cross, taking our selfishness upon himself. God did destroy the selfishness in the world, and he didn't destroy us in the process. Instead, it destroyed Jesus. For everyone who accepts his rescue, Jesus is our Saviour. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. That's the third detail the angels give the shepherds concerning the good news. The child who is born is the Lord, the Lord. Lord means the boss, the master, the one who's in charge. When you go into a school, a workplace, a town, where everything is running really well, the question that crosses your mind is, who's in charge here? When you come across a particularly beautiful art installation, you want to know, who's in charge? I could add, when you hear a choir sing particularly beautifully, you'd like to know who rehearsed them, who's prepared them, who's conducted them, who's behind all this. But equally, if you go somewhere where things are not working well at all, and everything is in disarray, you want to know who's in charge now, who's responsible for the mess. The same goes as we live in this world. We encounter much that runs well. There is much that is beautiful. And sadly, there is also much that is ugly and not as it should be. As we get our bearings in life, we need to know who's in charge in this world. Who do I take my orders from? Whose opinion really matters? The shepherds get told the answer. They can meet the boss, the one in charge, the master, the Lord. He is the baby who has just been born down the road in Jerusalem. The Jesus who was born then is Lord even today. He remains the one who is in charge, and he wants us to recognize that and live in line with reality. The Lord. That then is what is such good news. This day in Bethlehem, a baby has been born. He is the Messiah, the Son of David. He is the Saviour we need. He is the Lord. This is such good news, you would never believe it. Put yourself in the shepherds' shoes. They would be thinking, it's all very well for you, angel, to say this, but a baby just looks like a baby. How would we possibly know that all this good news is true? So the angel gives the shepherds a sign, something that when they see it will back up everything they have just heard. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. There is nothing so unlikely as a newborn baby placed in an animal feeding trough. Now, I know that we are in this day and age when we have fancy hospitals and high standards of hygiene, and that was a long time ago. Let me assure you, even back then, they had standards. you do not place a newborn where animals come to eat. The shepherds hurried off, and they found everything exactly as they had been told. When the angel first appeared, they were terrified. Now that the good news has been explained to them, the terror has passed, and in its place is sheer joy, as the shepherds join in the praise of the angels. The shepherds are led from terror, fear, and panic to delight at God's good news and to sheer joy. I wonder how you react to the events of the first Christmas. What does this story do to you? Maybe some of us don't even get as far as the very first reaction of the shepherds. They saw an angel of the Lord appear to them. The glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. There is a danger that we are so used to this story that it ceases to amaze us. Either that, or we consign the whole thing to the world of make-believe. Well, Luke opens his book by telling us that he checked everything he records with eyewitnesses. He probably checked this story with some of the shepherds themselves. This all really happened. It's not make-believe, and it doesn't happen every day either. They were terrified. But feeling some of the weirdness of this, the fear even, is only part of how we should react to this first Christmas story. That's the shepherds' initial reaction, but they don't stay there. Sadly, many today do. They realize that the first Christmas was a remarkable event. We hear the story each Christmas time, but we're unimpressed. We leave quite unchanged. There is a better way. Can we go with the shepherds? See those first events through their eyes. This really is the best news the world has ever heard. We see Jesus, the baby who would grow up, the Messiah, everything good God has ever promised comes through him. The Saviour, the one who would rescue us from our own selfishness and protect us as God destroys everything that is bad. The Lord, the one who is in charge and wants us to recognize that and live accordingly. There's good news and there's bad news. The coming of Jesus is good news of great joy. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord.